Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning how we might reduce feed costs as we go through the next few months. When it comes to forages, you've got forages stored, and I'm thinking mostly of your silages. So whether it be corn silage or alfalfa haylage or maybe some sort of small grain haylage, it's a wet feed and can spoil very quickly in the summer heat. So correct face management is really important. So during the summertime, it would be best if we could use about 12 inches off the face every day. Cleaning bunks on a regular basis is going to be an important part of your feeding strategy as well. Making sure that we only feed what we need to each day so we don't carry over feed to the next day. Secondary fermentation in that bunk can account for a lot of waste if you're feeding too much feed. Finally, one thing to think about as we begin a harvest of small grains as well as alfalfa, for putting that up as silage, making sure that we do a good job of packing our silage to exclude the air from that so that we get a reduction in the amount of heating that occurs. Don't forget about the inoculants. Those are very important. Again, lactic acid bacteria inoculants are probably the thing to consider for alfalfas as well as small grain silages, making sure that we get that applied correctly. And the best place to do that would be your forage chopper. And then make sure you get it covered quickly so that we preserve as much of that expensive forage as we can. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.